The lack of a vibrant maritime industry is adversely affecting the continent's economic growth. Trade through the sea accounts for 90% of all trade in the world. However, Africa's trade through the sea is less than 9% of the global statistics. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, has therefore advocated the overhaul of the maritime industry in Ghana to reverse the trend. She said there is the need to remove bottlenecks that impede trade with other countries, especially on the continent. Madame Tete said this at an African Women in Shipping conference in Accra. Here is a report by Augustus Akwe.
Madame Tete noted the need for Africa to capitalize on the opportunity the maritime industry presents to the continent's economic growth and invest more resources to its development. She shed light on the relevance of an improved transport network to boost trade on the continent.
I had the opportunity to review a World Bank report. It's called the Logistics Performance Index. The first time this review was done, over 150 countries, in 2007, most African countries placed after 100. And indeed, in 2010, when it was done again, it was still the same story. And it looks at our trade-related infrastructure, especially when it comes to transport, port facilities and services, warehousing, roads. It just tells you how much cost we are adding by having inefficient systems. Because everyone knows that, for instance, in 2010, the top performing country was Germany. Now, we all know that the cost of salaries and wages and services in Germany is quite high. But if they are able to provide those services in a very timely and efficient manner, then of course, when it comes down to the additional cost on your product, it's not such a significant amount of money. And so it makes it easier for you to do business with a country like Germany. When you are sending goods from Ghana, if you decide to do it by sea freight, chances are you'll get there quickly. But whether you are going to be able to take your goods into the market depends very much on the processes and procedures at the ports of entry and what you need to go through before you can finally clear your goods.
The president of the Ghana chapter of Women's International Shipping and Trading Association, WISTA, Nadine Swaite, said Africa abounds in many human and natural resources, and the proper utilization of these resources will improve the lives of many. The conference, she noted, will look critically at ways of improving trade among countries within and outside the continent. The Deputy Minister for Roads and Transport, Mrs. Jifa Ativo, encouraged members of WISTA to work hard at mentoring more young women to get involved in the maritime industry and aspire to higher management level positions. WISTA is open to women in management positions in the maritime industry and associated sectors. For Radio Ghana News, Augustus Akwi, Accra.